This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Sorry, Jeff. You're mad. You're angry. You're concentrating. You look fucking evil. You look incensed. All I can see is your forehead, your eyebrows, and I guess the tops of your eyes.
That is an evil look.
What?
Kind of demented.
Who gives a shit about any of this? The investing in cards, the fucking buying basketball packs, the fucking John George being in Boston. Hell, I don't give a shit about anything I've said so far. This is bad content for the listener's ears.
Yeah, I thought it was.
You thought it was interesting. Let's just, Ferris, put a sax point in here somewhere. Let's regroup and start, not the podcast over, but at least re-up the energy.
Okay. Beep, bop, shooby-doo, bing, bong. There you go.
Fallon, have you heard this show ever, other than the live show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can call me daddy.
What was that?
That was my friend's song, Internet
you
Boyfriend.
You can call me daddy?
It's,
You can call me daddy. You can call me baby. Call me what you like. But call it what it is.
Oh. Jeff, have you ever been called daddy in the bedroom?
Yeah.
I'll plead the fifth on any sex questions that I'm fielding. F-E-E-L-D. Shout out to those who know. Listen, let's talk about who we've got on the show today, because we've got the return of the prodigal son and a new guest. First ever time on the airwaves for this show. Give it up for Dane Cardell and Fallon Bowles.
Whoa!
Is it Cardiel or Cardell? I've only said it once.
Yeah, you kind of fucked that up. It's Cardiel.
Fuck. Dane, podcast acquisitions manager, right?
A little bit above that, but basically, yeah.
CCO.
VP of that, but...
I'm getting no help from Amir here.
Yeah. You don't deserve help. And so I'm sort of leaving you at sea without a raft.
God, fucking damn it. And then Fallon, you and I did improv together in college.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Oh, good old second nature.
Yes.
Wow.
You can call her daddy, second nature. Yeah, we back in the day at USC, you got the fight song on the
sound. That would be really good. I don't know it by heart. Here we go. Should we try and see if we can do it? How the hell does he know it?
That might be UCLA's. I only know one.
It's absolute brainwashing.
Dane, get in there.
Was this it?
I think this is like the prequel.
Okay.
Oh, this was it.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That sounds more familiar.
Yeah. UCB fame, TikTok fame. Anything else you want to plug up top?
Plug in the TikTok, plug in member of Young Douglas, which was a UCB team, RIP, rest in peace. she's gone, but we're still alive, so we're still around. And that's all my plugs. Assistant extraordinaire, extraordinaire. But TikTok mainly, yeah. That's my claim to fame.
Hell yeah. And then Dane, you were mentioning you went to a mushroom festival or something.
Yeah, we do all like the boutique little, like, you know, upstate New York little wool festivals, mushroom festivals.
Festivals.
Nice. Antique festivals.
Yeah.
That's good.
How many weekends would you say you're at a festival?
It's usually every weekend during the summer. I actually got a taxidermy scorpion at the last festival.
Oh, yeah. How much does that run?
Christ.
It was a solid 150. It was up there.
Can we see it? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Scorpions are my biggest tangible fear in this world. Have we talked about this on the show? No way, man. Ugh. That sucks to see for me in a frame.
So what is it filled with when they say it's taxidermy? Like,
well, I don't know. I'm using that word very loosely. Yeah. But it's a real scorpion.
And it's preserved.
Yeah.
It's shadow box nicely.
It's filled with preserves.
Yeah.
I like go up beside it.
No, not anymore. You already used that last week. It sucked. And it
was
over.
People love it.
Really?
Apparently it means when are you coming home in Hindu?
Okay. That's fair then. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
For Halloween, we bought a taxidermy bat secondhand on eBay.
This is now a hobby then. You like critters, things that go bump in the night.
It took my dog 24 hours to eat that thing whole.
He ate a taxidermied bat whole?
Whole.
Wait, isn't that sharp and deadly? Like, how does...
Yeah, there are a lot of bad things that come from it, but my dog's stomach is iron.
Were you there for any of it? Like, that seems like it would take him hours to chew through it.
He was goading him. One more bite, scamp.
Is it a big dog? Like, that sounds very painful. It's like eating a frisbee.
So, you know, there's just like little bits of things that could be wrong with that, you know, but you observe, you know, is it panting? Is it sort of keeling over? Anyway.
So you just everything couldn't find it. And then you were like, oh no, I think the dog ate it. Or you saw like him chewing on the head as a finishing touch.
No, it was just literally nowhere to be found. So not even like the teeth or the feet or anything.
How can a dog eat a fucking bat and be fine? That seems not right.
Yeah.
You're really fixating on this bat story.
How big
was
the bat?
Dane was just trying to say something interesting, and now you're like doubling down. It's a cross examination.
I'm curious.
All of a sudden, which takes the fun out of it. Yeah.
How big is the bat that he ate it, do you think?
Do you have pictures?
It's pretty big.
It's like seven inches, maybe 6 inches.
So you think he chewed through it slowly like a bone?
No, I probably like 2 bites, 3 bites, swallow.
Oh, like Jeez. It was almost like a thin cracker.
Damn,
of a...
Daniel.
Anyway. Anyone have fun stories about that? Fallon, jump in.
This sucks.
Okay, I do actually have a good dog eating story, I will say. Not as good as eating a bat whole, but I have a phobia of gum, chewing gum. Because when I was young, I found my Irish Terrier just chewing on a piece of gum casually in my kitchen. And I, you know, in my mind, I was like, that's not what the dog should be doing. But she went through a period of time where she would take gum out of the trash can and just chew on it.
That's and that led dogs. To a phobia? In you?
Yeah, now I can't chew gum because
it's for dogs. Gum is for dogs is probably going to end up on the out of context Twitter account.
I hope so. It's for dogs. What a wild ride.
This is crazy.
New soundboard, baby.
Oh, we do have a good one.
Up, come up, beside it.
You guys' energy is sour. Fallon's the only one smiling out of joy. Dane is smiling out of contempt, and Amir isn't vacant today.
So half of, like, your energy is bad, but one of your guests is good and the other one is fine. That seems like pretty good, normal, decent average for this show.
All right. We have some segments to get to, but I thought we could sort of wax until then.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's new in New York, Dane and Fallon? Different parts of New York, but... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
We definitely don't have those guys.
Not New York.
Not New York. Not here.
Because of 9/11, you can't fly over the city.
It's over. It's been done.
Yeah.
Ferris cut that out. Namir tread lightly. Obviously.
The fuck?
I finalized before this. I had a call, Fallon, to finalize that I'm coming to New York for 3 months.
Do we play the homecoming sound that you have?
Yeah, that not that one, obviously.
This girl is on. Yeah, Ferris cut, bleep this out, but so I'm literally gonna be like two
Wait,
blocks from you.
You're my neighbor.
Yeah.
Please cut this out.
Yeah.
You're a block, two blocks away from me.
Yeah.
We can meet up at Nudes and Chill every day.
Yes, that is what we examined, that there's a place called Nudes and Chill on the episode that came out today.
Wait, what's Nudes and Chill about? Like, what's the vibe?
It's like pho, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like BYOB, get your pho, sit outside.
Noodles.
No bathroom.
Noodles.
Never.
No bathroom.
No bathroom. A little scary. But hey, it's New York.
Classic.
It's Manhattan.
Classic.
It's absolutely Manhattan.
It's not. It's Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn. That shouldn't have changed the mood. You were wrong. I was just correcting you. You also specified Manhattan. You could have just said New York. You would have been wrong, but nobody would have known.
It's no Weehawken.
Yeah, it's not New Jersey. That's true.
That's true.
So it's Manhattan.
No, not everything that's not Weehawken is Manhattan. Yeah. We're not on the same page, so don't like agree with me.
No, 100% we're not.
Yeah.
100% there's a disconnect that I can't help but remedy for the next 30 minutes.
Yes, not remedy, but yes, there is a disconnect. Yes.
We'll fix it. We'll fix it.
Probably not.
Dane, New
have
York?
You all thought about couples therapy?
Me
but
and
like,
Amir?
For like friends? Yeah.
It's hard.
I was thinking about
like,
this the other day.
That's
no
for people who want. Yeah, that's
upon.
For people who want to even get along. Like I like the fact that we're not good like that. Like I don't want to be boys with him. That would make me poison to him.
To him, yeah,
yeah.
And I don't want to be close with you. I want to be Glenn Close's. Phew, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, thank God Jeffrey's here, so I know somebody.
I'm thinking about doing a studio in New York.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go down, go to some house parties, birthday parties, a couple of events here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I miss it.
Do you live in a house up there?
You guys sort of asked the same question.
Do you have a house in Kingston?
And do you want a pied a terre?
I don't know what that means. I'm laughing, but I don't know what it means.
That's a good sound bite. You should keep that, Jeff, for later.
Full steam ahead. Did you guys see this New York Times article talking about how 37-year-olds are afraid of the 23-year-olds who work for them?
Yes.
Yes.
I also saw the Twitter Spaces audio room that you hosted about it. It seemed like you hadn't read it, by the way.
I wanted to continue the discussion from the space in terms of this idea of older millennials having some sort of chasm between them and older Gen Zers who are now entering the workforce, and sort of what does that divide mean for companies such as iHeartRadio, HeadGum Podcast Network, et cetera, et cetera. And we should say I have not read the article still.
Yeah, but let's get into it. Well, it's not. Because none of us have read it, I think, at this point. So we have nothing to discuss.
Sad, you haven't read it?
Sadly, no. But it's definitely something that's been on my mind.
Yes. Because you're 26?
Yeah, edit that out.
It's not old.
I'm 36. I'm 26, yes.
36 absolutely makes it sound way older.
You think 36?
Is that young millennial technically, or?
Yeah, we're on the cusp. 95 and 96 are millennial Gen Z cusp. I get some of this, some stuff. But the fact that I said I get some stuff is kind of making it obvious that how I'm older.
Well, you're on TikTok, so that's a point in your favor.
Thank you so much.
Amir's also on TikTok, but maybe
point against
point
you.
Against
you.
I don't know who to choose. This is like Sophie's Choice.
Yeah. Well, then you offer an interesting... Sorry, one second, Amir.
No.
Enjoy the discussion.
No. I'm
in
not even going to give you a second.
In the Twitter /sphere, we had, at one point, Marty Michael, my 37-year-old boss, and me, 23. And then we had other people that were my age and some other people that were kind of his age. Fallon, you offer and represent this unique perspective of someone who lies in the in-between, the days between, as they say.
As they say.
What has your experience been in the workplace since you graduated in terms of dealing with these geezers, these millennial crusty asses? Except
not
for
really.
Dane. Dane is a beautiful man. Mostly Amir.
I don't feel any older than like you, so it's not like I'm insulted in a way. We're all just hanging out, having a good a crusty geezer. No, that's not how I feel internally. So you can answer the question, but just know that you're not insulting me.
Well, thank goodness. My boss will definitely listen. So let me tell you, you're not an ancient geezer.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
She was talking to her boss, but yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, to Charlie. No, she, it's been a lot of, let me show you this meme. It's been a lot of, let me explain this meme to you. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of, how funny is this Instagram reel? I'm like, you're days behind. You know, we went through that already. But yeah, it's been a lot of hijinks, pranks. I as an assistant, I do a lot of pranks.
That's cool.
pretty fun, pretty great. Hiding is a lot of it.
Yeah. You go to work and you hide at work, or hiding meaning you just don't show up to work?
Hiding outside in the bushes.
Right. That's what I was worried about.
No, going to work, doing the work, of course.
Right.
Always doing the work.
We're all doing the work.
We're all doing the work.
Except for
here, we're here doing the work. But there was a moment in time where I would hide out and play Mario Kart mobile version on my phone until someone saw me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Highly recommend.
And you said your boss is going to listen to this?
She's going to. I think she already knows. No, this was a few years ago, a few years back. But it's been fun. I definitely don't seem threatening, though. I think the interns are more threatening than I.
Right. Because that's that Gen Z wave, man. I mean, I feel the same
like
exactly
you're,
with
it sounds like you're more Gen or millennial, I would say, Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
I resonate with that. You know, my first media job, $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. I would take an hour nap break in the fashion closet every day.
What company is this?
This is Condé Nast. Yeah,
right. Condé Nast. Yeah. Condé friggin' Nast. Did you ever get Condé Nasty in the office? Like. Just wondering in terms of
No, I didn't.
Let's start the show. I think the waxing thing didn't go quite according to your plan. The Condé Nasty thing was sort of the nadir. of the entire event. So why don't we call it? Yeah, that's good.
Welcome to
Bond of the
Bond
Week.
Bond of the fucking week.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Every week until the next James Bond is cast, we're gonna offer up who our Bonds of the Week are. Dane, do you have a Bond of the Week?
Have we said Harry Styles yet?
Ooh. That's really good. The question is Styles bigger than Bond already?
No, I don't think he is, actually. I think I think Bond is bigger.
Yeah, I get that. And that was like, you guys all took like a pregnant pause there. Let's try to avoid those because we can't really edit the show. Dan, you came in at the absolute last second and you saved it. But if anybody had waited one more beat, we would have had to start the whole fucking thing over again. So let's just kind of be conscious of that. Harry Styles lives at...
He lives... It seems like crowded street, yeah.
It's an unbelievably not private house. I don't understand why they live there. Do you guys have any Bonds of the Week? So, Dane, you offered up Harry Styles. I think that's an amazing choice. Fallon, mm-hmm. Amir? Because my pick is Robespierre.
Who?
Who?
Robespierre.
He's a dead French revolutionary, isn't he?
Yes, I was going to say. He's sort of a radical French revolutionist who... He has that killer instinct, I think.
200 years ago.
Okay, well, you know what? Everybody keeps telling me that Bond doesn't have to be British. And so I'm like, let's open it up to fucking anything then. Dead or alive. Robespierre. Because he has that killer instinct and he values virtue over evil.
Yeah, he died in 1794. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just think he would rock the suit.
He doesn't know what movies are. There's no way he could act. He's French, probably doesn't speak English. And again, he's been dead for over two centuries.
Lots of hurdles.
I think let's just keep him on the selects for now, and we'll do like a round of callbacks. So it'll be Harry Styles.
He's not in the mix.
Robespierre.
No. He's not worth giving a chemistry read to.
I think
he's
it is.
He's gone. He doesn't have a
fine. Who's your
opinion.
Bond of the week?
Aaron Rodgers, star quarterback who's been sort of taking it to the woke liberal elite today for calling him out for not getting vaccinated. And he's sort of the hero we deserve to sort of do 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 do. And he has a
don't
strong...
laugh like that. It's not funny. It's the worst chuckle to hear.
It's a hard, a hard, sort of a tight grip and a really nice spiral.
That's not anything that James Bond needs.
You can wear a Super Bowl ring during.
Aaron Rodgers has a good glance. I think that's important.
Green piercing ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's dating Shailene Woodley.
He is. So. Which is
for
a
now,
maybe.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Do you know something we don't know?
I don't know, but I imagine this is probably problematic for their relationship. This kind of news. Whole... Like, do you want to be associated with this guy? I don't.
Maybe she likes it. Maybe she's like that too.
Could be. I mean,
wasn't she a part of the Bernie campaign though?
Yeah.
Was she?
It's a weird fit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I think she's anti-vax as well. Not to start rumors here.
Oh, really?
She does support Bernie.
Aaron said that he's not anti-vax today, so.
It's so much dumber when people are not vaccinated, but they're like, well, I'm not anti-vax. So you're a fucking idiot.
Okay, well, tread lightly, because this is the next Bond, potentially.
You don't want to lose favor with James.
Jeffrey James Bond.
Besides you, I think Adele, but that was before I knew that you didn't have to be British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Adele.
Adele would be good. And she's already done the song, so she's kind of in the verse. Yeah.
Fantastic pick. Yes.
James Bond Extended Cinematic Universe. Ian Fleming.
Oh. Oh, she'd be so good.
She'd be amazing. We do have to move on to our next segment. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I think we exhausted the bond options.
Yeah. We do have to take a break.
Jesus, man. Do it before the theme.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und Babak. Here we go. Welcome to Fallen Bowls or Falling Bowls.
Oh, okay.
The name of the game is Fallen Bowls or Falling Bowls. Here we go. Do you guys know how to play? Have you guys played this before?
We've played similar games that you've invented, but not specifically this one.
Okay, so I'm going to play the sound of something that's either Fallon or a bowl.
I'm ready. Oh.
This is for actual cash, by the way. $100 for every right answer, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. Winner takes all. Winner takes all.
I don't want to have to Venmo you back.
Correct! Dane is correct with bowl. That was a bowl falling off of a kitchen table. All right, here we go.
When I want to feel like Bimbo Baggins, I take a dump at Sunday in Brooklyn. This bathroom is the Shire. Look at that stone sink. Wood, glass, pebbles, rustic.
I don't want to Venmo you, but it's a bowl.
That was you. Obviously. Now you have to Venmo me. Now you owe me $100.
All right. Sending it now.
You're just send it to Dane at this point. Here we go. You guys ready for the next one? This is crazy.
Yeah.
If you haven't gone to the bathroom at Mr. Fong's, you're literally no one. This bathroom is iconic. It's got running water. It's got paper towels. Yum, yum.
It's got to be Fallon.
Correct! Amir is tied with Dane, both at 100. Here we go. Next one.
Jesus, man.
Bowl.
Correct! Dane is cleaning house. All right.
Can I guess before?
Yeah, sound if you clip? Want. If you want.
I'm going to go with bowl again.
That puts you back at 100. I'm sorry. You're tied with Amir. It was gonna be Fallon, so I guess, yeah, here we go. Last one. No, this is the next one.
Oh.
I'm going to say bowl.
Correct! All right, yes! You guys all got $100. Actually, Fallon, you broke even, and Dan and Amir, you got $100. So we're going to have to do a, I guess this is a winner-takes-all round. This is all off the top. Here we go. Wasn't prepared for this.
If you're not having the spookiest peep of your life, go home and cry about
Speef?
Wait, did you say beef? That's going to be wrong. Amir, you're going home with 100 clams, man.
I'll come up beside it.
What's funny? I'm sorry, but what's funny?
I'm not going to send you the cash back for that. Don't send it to me, because I'm going to keep it if you send me $100.
This is so fucked up.
No, it's not really.
Wow. What a game. What a game. Oh, it's official.
Oh. Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah.
We'll get into our next segment in a second. This one's going to be a lot of fun. This is very open to your guys' creative minds, and all of which I respect to varying degrees. So we'll get into it, actually. Let's see what this might hold. Welcome to Name That State. That Absolute State. So this is the Continental States, the 48 Continental States. A lot of
I'm going to be
names...
really good at this. I think I know them all.
Okay, that's actually not what the game is.
Okay. I don't know why I thought so, because you said it was Name That State.
Correct. The name of the game is Name That State. The idea is that a lot of these names that we have currently, they're not quite cutting it for me.
I see. Right? You so want I'm us to rename that state.
Sure. So like what
not
if...
sure. That's the name of the game is rename the state. You're not doing me a favor.
If this is how it's gonna be, let's end the show right now. Obviously, let's end it right
sure
now.
Sure implies like you're letting it slide for me.
I am. Cause you thought it was name every state. Instead, it's let's rename the states.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what if Idaho was Wideho?
Sure. That's an example of a state being slightly different.
I like that one because it's really not wide. It's
mousing over it.
All right. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to point to a state and shout out one of your guys' names. You guys are going to just give it the first name that it comes off your thing. We'll kind of keep going until we kind of fill out the map here. Here we go. Idaho is going to stick, so I'm not going to point there. Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
New name for Indiana.
Catholic.
So it would be Indianapolis Catholic.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to write it down, Dane, or we're just going to sort of just
we'll
mouse
remember
over
it. There's only 48. I'm pointing to Tennessee, and let's see what Dane has. This is insane. Should be so much faster than this.
Tennessee.
That's pretty good.
Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
As in Jeffrey's games. Tennessee pretty bad.
No, that's not funny. Because I put a lot of work into these.
Not really. So you just sort of uploaded a.
I'm writing Tennessee down.
God damn it. All right, Amir, Texas, new name.
Thinsylvania.
No, because that doesn't. This is, you guys aren't good at this. Here we go.
Wideho is one. So
Wideho's really good. What about instead of Nevada, it's Trepidatious?
Why is that any better than Tennessee?
This is so
Fallon's was
not
Catholic.
How I wanted. Catholic was great.
Thank you.
All right.
Based
back
on
to
data,
Amir.
Hard science.
Illinois.
They're all fine.
What do you mean they're all fine? It's supposed to be
yeah, they're
fun.
All equally. Yeah, exactly. But you don't have to yell that like Dane's was bad or mine wasn't good. And then say yours were the best.
Idaho is the best. I like Las Vegas Trepidatious.
I know you do. That's the problem.
Let's get one for Illinois, Amir.
Illinois, like a Niçoise salad.
All right. It's another one that's not quite far enough from the state already that I would like it to be.
Idaho is adding a single letter to Idaho. Mine was a lot further.
West Virginia. Let's go West Virginia.
Yeah, vest. Very similar.
Yeah, so it's like Virginia, but with a vest on it.
Take me home, country road to a ham. I belong.
Vest Virginia.
Yeah. Mount Mama. Yeah.
Take me home.
Country roads. That was important.
Dane, let's get one for Florida.
Lipstick.
That's really good. Miami lipstick. Now we're thinking. Fallon, let's take it all the way to New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. I'm going to go turquoise.
That's good.
True to the region. Absolutely true to the region.
I love that.
Amir, your home state, California. Let's hear it.
West Nevada.
But Nevada at this point is Trepidatious. So is it West Trepidatious or is it West Nevada?
West Trepidatious.
Technically, it's West Trepidatious if we're naming California after Nevada.
So West Trepidatious kind of slabs.
No way.
Trepidatious is good, but West Trepidatious is bad. You're bad at improv.
All right, I'm gonna hit us with a new name for Utah. Instead of Utah, what if it was like Flounder?
What if it was, man?
By the way,
you had a week to think of this, right? Because you knew the game was coming.
We recorded on Tuesday.
Yes.
We recorded on Tuesday, so we didn't have time. I had 3 days.
Still, yours are worse than ours, and we're coming up with them on the spot. Flounder,
I didn't think about it. Till then, it's an improv. All right, Colorado, Fallon, what do you got?
Colorado Baldman.
So it would be Boulder Baldman?
Yes.
This is really good. Now we're really starting to think. I love lipstick. I loved bald men. Let's do Wyoming Man. Where is Wyoming? Is there? Amir, your man.
Wyoming.
Are you kidding me?
What?
That's what Idaho is.
Yeah, so I'm running with it. Wyoming. There's a bunch of states that start with new, and now there's a bunch of states that start with wide.
All right, fine. Dane, a new one for Michigan.
Michigan might be perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Michigan is a good one. Shimmy.
Absolute word of the week. Dane just got $1,000. Shimmy.
What was it?
It was absolutely shimmy.
Pretty sure you went. We can review the tape, but I think you went for the soundboard before Dane said shimmy.
All right. I'm just going to. Here we go.
Oh, my God. What a.
Log into your Chase bank account.
What a burden this is going to be, huh?
I want you to log into your Chase account right now. And we can sort of take a look at what's going on in there.
Take a look at my bank account.
I see
it's
it in
the
your,
only one I got. No yeah. savings. No savings.
Hawaii. Let's rename Hawaii.
To what?
Warm Town, USA. So it'd be Honolulu.
No, because it's comma, a series of islands. It's not a town. It's a state. It's a series of islands. Town, it's an entire state. USA. So it's not just a town. It's not That's just a funny. Town. It's not just a city. It's not funny either. It's just
Kansas.
Long.
What about Panzas?
No, that's cause nothing. Because then you're only changing one letter. If you're not going to play the right way, then don't play.
Yeah, because I think you did a one letter one earlier, I think. Didn't you? Didn't you do West Virginia? Was that you?
Let's revisit Ohio for the first time.
Your home state.
Yes. I wonder if Dane could give us a name for Ohio.
Let's go with... who's from Ohio? Let's go with Jim.
Jim who?
Just Jim... Well, I was going to say Jim Ohio, but...
You said Cincinnati, who's from Ohio, Jim. And then you said, let's do Jim.
Yeah. So Jim Brown.
Columbus Jim, yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's round it out. Let's do Louisiana, and then we'll finish it out with the best state of all, Maine.
We all laugh at the thought.
You want to finish this out, Fallon?
Okay. What about... Man.
Spelled the same. Man?
Yeah, Maine.
Portland, man.
M-A-Y-N-E.
One letter switch.
I like that. That's innovative.
Yeah. Thank you.
Listen, we've covered a lot of ground today, but I wanted to ask if you guys had any questions.
Excuse me? If we had any questions for you, what could you possibly know that
we covered
don't?
A lot of ground. I'm wondering if you have any questions, because I know I was going kind of fast.
We played a game where, yeah, please walk away. We played Falling Bowls or Fallon Bowls, and you want to know if we have any questions for you. You're taking a cord. It's going, yeah. He has to charge his computer. Computer's dying. That's fair. That's good. It's nice that it's happening. Yeah.
Right now.
Should have been charged already, of course, but we'll take it at the 44-minute mark.
That's funny.
That was easy.
Still got it.
So let's do questions. What do you guys got?
Fallon, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What game? Skee ball or darts?
Oof. I'm going to take a second there. Darts. Let's go. Should we? Right now.
That's the game that the three of us will play when Jeff is in town.
Perfect. At Nudes and Chill.
The pho place?
we'll bring a dartboard.
The bullseye's a noodle. So you guys seriously didn't have any questions?
No. I mean, we did.
I got a question for Dane.
Okay.
How it's long have show. You lived upstate?
8 months.
Okay. And you love it?
I don't know. I feel like there's something to be said about like chasing happiness and yes. then not chasing happiness. And like, this is a version of not chasing it, I would say. Cause I feel like city is like, you know, you're like Jeff, you're absolutely chasing happiness by going to the city for 3 months.
Yeah.
That sounds miserable to me personally.
Well, the problem is that Jeff's always where he is. Like, you can leave LA, but it's still going to be, well, you. What you need to do is sort of not change your city, but be a different person, a happier person. You're not exercising or practicing joy. You're just sort of being miserable in California, then moving 3,000 miles and being miserable there.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because, like, I spread so much joy and it takes so much out of me.
You don't.
You're a giver. No, he gives.
He's the giver, I would say.
Yeah. So I'm ancient. What the fuck is this? What is this fucking schmear campaign? You guys are conspiring against me in a private chat. 100% you are. I spread nothing but joy and libel, and I get both nary in return.
Libel? You spread joy and
I
libel?
Spread joy. I spread joy and legs.
Oh, incredible.
I've got this a question for Amir.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yes.
The painting behind you.
This guy?
Tell me more. Yeah, this guy.
It's actually a picture. It's like a giant IKEA photo. Or it's like a giant photo art that you can get at IKEA.
Oh.
So it's sort of, instead of painting this giant white wall, we put it up there.
I love it.
You don't have to say that. It's absolute garbage and a horrible choice for the space, because the issue is like you just went to IKEA and said, oh, what would fit this wall, instead of trying to make the wall work for your personal memories and keepsakes like Dane. Dane goes to festivals. Dane finds taxidermy, insects, and critters, puts them on the wall for joy.
Yeah, well,
you put a rope bridge on the wall, which causes me anxiety anytime I have to podcast with you, because it feels like I'm on a teeter-tottering wall. Oh, that's nice. I love that.
Yeah. That's nice, yeah. Wallpaper.
So it's sort of like the... It's not just the photo, you know, it's the way the room comes together. There's lots of other things. There's a whiteboard and a prop from SNL that I took when I was there. So there is some sort of keepsakes around the room.
Yeah, I love that. All right, plugs. What are you guys working on? What do you want to point the people to? Social media. The floor is yours. Let's go. Fallon, Dane, Amir.
Okay, I just want to take a second. I want to plug this shirt that I bought. It's called Meowdy. It's cats with Western cats with guns. I'm not plugging guns. and then my TikTok, I've been posting a lot of, if you want a bathroom recommendation in New York, I got you covered. Okay.
What's your TikTok? I'm on TikTok.
Oh, Amir, I gotta follow you. It's just my name, you know, boring, but I might change it up soon. Okay.
Okay.
Just Fallon Bowles.
Okay.
But I do a lot of, it's called the NYC. Am I allowed to curse on this?
Please.
NYC shit list instead of the VIP list. And that's me. And I also do a lot of meme cosplay.
Love that.
And a killer Drew Barrymore.
Ashamed. And Drew Barrymore, yeah. So if you want a little mix of crazy content, I got you covered.
You got some viral hits in here. Got some 100,000 plussers.
Oh, yeah.
That's not easy.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to hear it.
Yeah. Good work. Good job by you.
Hey, thank you.
Hell yeah.
Patting myself on the back.
Jeff, you started posting to TikTok like about a year ago, and then you sort of gave up. Was it you didn't want to see you didn't want to try because you were afraid to fail?
Well, it got to a point where I was funny, too big to fail.
Yeah. Like a bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
But instead of using that to power me through on the day-to-day of it all, I use that as a way to just not even try.
Yeah.
I don't think my brain works in terms of TikToks.
Interesting.
Like, I'm not good at characters. I don't think in terms of what's hot off the presses. I think in terms of what's evergreen for all ages, genders, creeds, religions. And I think that's what this show has become, is sort of a topical evergreen show for the ages / family friendly areas and arenas to listen to orally. I'm sort of an oral master of joy.
Yeah, that is your new Instagram profile bio, isn't it?
That's all my answer to why I haven't posted a TikTok in like a year.
Because you're the oral master of joy.
Dane, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to plug our friendship, Jeff, because I feel
it's
flourishing. Something that,
you know, that and the YouTube comment section. I'm going to plug the YouTube comment section of the show. I see you. HeadGum staff sees you. Keep it coming.
Hell yeah. Amir?
I just wanted to say that a lot of people talk shit about Jeff for like hosting this show in a stupid way. Thank you for what's that?
Your service.
Oh, no, I was just sort of giving a voice to those voiceless. Because they don't necessarily have a lot of Instagram or Twitter followers. And so I'm just,
They might.
We see you. We hear you. And we will always fight for you.
How? You've done the opposite of fight for that. You've given me more time, money, and clout.
And we're going to look into that in the coming year.
Not close. Not soon.
That's sort of... I'm doing a rough draft of my New Year's resolutions, and that's top three right now. Just to sort of extinguish your flame.
Put the pilot light out so the cold just seeps through the chimney. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardi on Twitter. And we'll see you guys again next Friday. Until then.
Woo!
That's Dawes, folks.
Is that what you've been saying?
What's that? Major key alert. Consistency is key. We'll see you guys again next week. And we're back.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.